Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to get you started on this Monday morning. Medical professionals tour crosses for change site, pledge their advocacy after hammering in 5 more white crosses earlier on Sunday. Denise Sandoul now counts 214 memorials set up at the corner of Paris and Brady Streets in downtown Sudbury. There are more to come, she said, noting she recently received a request for a cross from the family of someone who died by overdose on October 21. There hasn't been much change in regards to the number of people we're losing, she said of the steady stream of people dying by overdose these past several months. This is a generation of people who are loved and missed. Sandoul started the Crosses for Change memorial site for people who died by overdose last year after sitting in the depths of grief over the death of her son, Miles Keeney, for 7 weeks. Keeney died at the age of 22 as the result of an accidental drug overdose downtown on September 8, 2020. What started out as the installation of a lone cross and a social media call-out for others to sign up for crosses to help draw attention to the opioid epidemic has grown exponentially. On Sunday, Sandoul met with local media alongside Ontario Medical Association President Adam Kassam and CEO Alan Odette and Sudbury and District Medical Association President Dr. Rayudu Koka to further this advocacy. Read the full story here. Sudbury geriatrician Dr. Janet McElhaney dies in hospice. Accomplished Sudbury geriatrician Dr. Janet McElhaney died at a British Columbia hospice on Thursday after being diagnosed with cancer 3 years ago. Health Sciences North CEO Dominic Giroux announced McElhaney's death in a touching tribute to his colleague posted to Facebook earlier today. Despite her diagnosis a few years ago, Janet continued her work and research, Giroux wrote. She continued to provide care to patients, kneeling at their bedside to be eye to eye to explain what was happening in terms they would understand. She continued to publish and secure grants. She continued to develop creative ideas to make health services more seniors-friendly. She continued to give media interviews to counter COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy. Read the full story here. College Boreal unveils large dreamcatcher created by artist, educator Will Moran. Looming over the medicine wheel garden at the College Boreal was an 11-foot mixed-media art piece, created by Ojibwe artist and educator, Will Moran, over a total of 150 hours. On October 20, Moran unveiled an art piece that he said symbolizes the unity of all people at College Boreal. Moran said that 50% of the art installation is made of recycled material. He used hardwood flooring that was refurbished and utilized as the main canvas for his art. The piece itself is a diamond-shaped wooden canvas with clearly defined quadrants that illustrate a compass. Moran explained the importance of the four cardinal directions, east, south, west and north, in his piece. I used drywall screws, which are star bits you would require. And the word, star, in the Ojibwe language is what we use to identify the directions. So stars are used to qualify the east, south and west as well as the north. And that the dreamcatcher is also, in many ways, not just a craft. It's actually a star chart, Moran told Sudbury.com. At the center of the diamond-shaped canvas is a circle with blue and green colors almost reminiscent of the Earth. Golden lines draped over the Earth in a pattern that symbolized a dreamcatcher. Read the full story here. Northern Tour for Health raises $100,000 for Health Sciences North. The inaugural Northern Tour for Health raised $100,000 for Health Sciences North. The event found 77 participants take to their streets and trails with their bicycles throughout northeastern Ontario to raise funds for Health Sciences North causes close to them. Coming together and hosting an event of this magnitude was a challenge for us, but it's definitely clear that we're stronger together, said Anthony Keating, President and Chief Development Officer of Foundations and Volunteer Groups at Health Sciences North. Giving participants the ability to choose which HSN cause best suits them gave us an incredible opportunity to learn more about what our community is passionate about, and we can't wait to put that knowledge to good use in our fundraising moving forward. Many participants formed teams to raise funds together, the most successful of which being the Pedal Pushers, which raised $12,798. This team was made up of 8 Health Sciences North staff members and they rode more than 160 kilometers over the course of a week. Read the full story here. West wonders why Ontario's temporary road test centre scheme ignores Northern Ontario. Sudbury MPP Jamie West wants to know why Ontario's plan to use temporary road test centres, set up to deal with a backlog in driving tests, ignores Northern Ontario. Doug Ford and his Conservative government once again left Northerners stranded in a drive test backlog, said West. Leaving out Northerners from taking their driving tests means they can't go to work. It means lost wages, lost appointments, and lost opportunities. West said none of the 9 temporary road test centers are located in the north. Will the Premier commit to opening additional temporary road test centers in Northern Ontario, including one in my riding of Sudbury, so Northerners can get on the road and on with their lives? West said in a recent news release. As of the end of July, West said Ontario's data show a backlog of more than 700,000 driving tests, which the temporary testing centres the Minister of Transportation has been announcing since August are set up to deal with. West told the legislature that people in Sudbury are having to wait a year to get their driving test, he said in a news release. Rick is a constituent of mine. His daughter relies on driving to get to university and to work. However, Rick told me she can't make an appointment for her G-test until December 31, 2022, said West. The north is where we use highways to get to work, not subways because we have none. Wait times for drive tests are especially devastating in Northern Ontario. Laurentian students team up to celebrate the grand opening of the UN Recovery Garden and Restoration Trail. The Students' General Association, the Association Étudiante Française and the Indigenous Student Circle at Laurentian University teamed up to host an October 21 event celebrating the grand opening of the United Nations, UN, Recovery Garden and Restoration Trail. The event highlighted Sudbury's history with the Regreening Project and Laurentian's program of activities participating in the UN Decade of Ecosystem Restoration. To give a bit of background, before government-enforced pollution mitigation measures were introduced in the 1970s, Sudbury was best known for its bare, blackened rocks, scarred by nearly a century of mining. Since then, thanks to the hard efforts of the regreening process, biodiversity is returning to Sudbury. The student-led event was to celebrate the launch of the UN Decade of Ecosystem Restoration as well as the opening of a new hiking trail and garden in Laurentian's Founders Square. Today's event was a really moving event, said John Gunn, director of the Vale Living with Lakes Center, who has been running the aquatic restoration work at Laurentian University for about 30 years. The students have a great passion and have raised money on their own for events like this. And they're willing to invest in the cost of garden supplies and tree planting, and I thought that gave me great hope that the students themselves were so passionate about this. Read the full story here. Expect a cloudy day with precipitation. The Environment Canada weather forecast calls for cloudy conditions today with a 30% chance of showers or drizzle in the morning and early afternoon. Expect a high of 6°C and a low of 1°C at night. It'll be mainly cloudy at night with a 30% chance of showers late in the afternoon and overnight.